Good morning! Another beautiful day, and I'm meeting Akos downstairs in a few minutes, and it looks like it's a beautiful day here in Budapest. This is like the perfect weather. Warm, sunny, not too warm. Up center. We just set up in a co-working space here in Budapest, about 50 minutes from my Airbnb. Lots and lots of challenges today. We're thinking a lot about the roadmap, also design, putting something as complex as Definity and the world computer and all the possibilities that come with that. Putting that into a design is quite a challenge, but a very welcome one. So we've spent a pretty productive morning in a co-working space working on a number of things. One of them developing kind of like a Definity Academy where we bring people up to speed from zero knowledge in blockchain or distributed ledger technologies, all the way to understanding how to write smart contracts, distributed apps. And one thing I already love about Budapest, beyond the great weather, their portions. You just sat down at a grill place and this is what they have on their menu. That looks delicious. All right, I just had my first coffee in 15 years. Now we're walking up the, what's the name of this hill? Gellert. Get a nice view of the city and hopefully fly the drone a bit. By the way, if there's someone who's looking at this who also has hay fever, I'd be super interested to understand if you found any tricks. I've tried everything from injections every week to 2 weeks in both arms for over 3 years to acupuncture, laser acupuncture, changing my diet, and lots of different pills and drugs. So if you have any tips that are a bit unconventional but work for you, let me know. Lunch break, a bit of exercise, a nice place to explore, fly the drone. Now we're back on the way to the co-working space to keep working on the Definity Academy and a few other ideas and projects that we're currently working on. All right, we just enjoyed dinner. I'm getting home and we have some big news to share from Definity. And those news are around the airdrop. More about that in just a second. All right, it's starting to get late, but I just wanted to share some very exciting news they have to do with Definity. Today is a very interesting day for Definity because we just announced our airdrop. In very simple terms, is when a token company hands out free tokens to a large number of community members. So this for us is a way to say thank you for everyone who's been supporting us in various communities over the past few years. We've worked very hard towards this point, and I think it could be an interesting model going forward. Dominic recently announced that Definity is also doing a fundraise. Due to all the headaches that are involved with raising funds right now, we opted for a private sale, meaning very limited amount of investors. Just over a year ago, it was completely common, or let's say 1.5 years ago, it was common to have these large ICOs, initial coin offerings. But since then, the regulatory environment has become a bit more complicated, and at Definity, we always try to err on the safe side. We don't want to jeopardize our project. We're not even following any rules because there's just not enough precedence on how these ICOs will be handled in the future. So what we've opted to do is do a strategic fundraise with private investors, and then on the other end, because we believe that in order for a decentralized project to be really decentralized, there needs to be also a decentralized group of token holders. And so we've opted to give away tokens to a large number of people. In total, in today's value, we're giving away 35 million Swiss francs worth of tokens to tens of thousands of members. The exact number will be determined once people do submit their KYC and AML. But overall, we're super excited that finally Definity will be in the hands of a larger group of people. There's one caveat or one thing that's probably different from a typical ICO as well, is that Definity decided not to launch their token as an ERC-20 token. So the tokens are not actually live and tradable yet. They just exist on paper. And we did that on purpose because we didn't want to deal with all the distraction that comes naturally once your token is launched and trades and there's a price for your token. We wanted to keep the team very focused, heads down, working on the progress of our technology and our infrastructure project. And that's why the tokens will only go live and be easily tradable once we go live with our mainnet. That's planned for later this year. As you will probably all understand, there's a lot of unknown variables at this point. There's still a lot of stuff that needs to be decided and some pretty big math and logical problems that need to be addressed. But overall, I'm pretty confident that we are going to launch towards the end of this year. I've posted on my profile in various places, especially on Facebook, I've posted more information about this airdrop. If you're interested to find out more about the mechanics and how it's all going to work out, in case you get an email and receive a token allocation, what is it that you have to do? It will all be outlined in the email that you get. But if you already want to read up on it, jump over to my Facebook profile. profile at facebook.com/cedricwahlberger and read up on it. Of course, you can also comment on this video or just message me. I'm more than happy to give feedback where I can. And with that, I'm off to bed. I wish you all a very nice day or evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.